This is Christine Williams welcoming you to the 302nd edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday, 6th December 2018. Any views expressed and information provided in this edition, including any from websites and social media, are the responsibility of the originators and not of the officers and trustees of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. This month's news team is led by editor Sue Clough, and the news items on the next 24 tracks are taken from the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled by Peter Gibson, and which starts with a special Christmas quiz from John Hodgson, compiled as usual with the help of his wife, Elizabeth. After the quiz, Christine Ward interviews Kath Halstead about her cancer research, Flame of Hope Award, and then John Hodgson brings us some Christmas readings from Peter Conway. Next, we have a talk about policing in years gone by from retired police sergeant Peter Bramley. This talk was recorded several months ago by Christine Ward, but soon afterwards, Peter fell ill and very sadly he has since died. However, Peter's wife has encouraged us to go ahead and use the recording in the Talking Newspaper. Some listeners may remember Peter as a regular customer at the coffee stall inside the market on a Saturday morning. We then have the first of two interviews in which Jonathan Brown tells John Hodgson about coming to the Calder Valley for the first time and then subsequently making a new life in the area. After that, we have some more poetry from Glenys Halliday, and these are three poems that she wrote against the clock in the U3A Creative Writing Group meetings. To end the magazine section, John Hodgson returns with the answers to our extended Christmas quiz. In this month's InfoSpot section, Chris Gill's selection of items from the National Infosound Service are New Housing Guide, A Genius Idea, New Gadgets, and Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Listen carefully to the second of these, as you might recognise the voice on the telephone. This month's news section is being recorded by Trevor Williams and read by myself, Heather Wilson, Mark Tyra, and Annie Holling. But before the news, we're going to hear a message from Talking Newspaper's new Vice Chairman, Paul Suvers. So over to you, Paul.